The group representing Donkin residents who have raised concerns with the noise from industrial fans at the nearby Donkin mine are disappointed with the lack of response from their MLA. Earlier this week, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions and Cape Breton East MLA Brian Comer was asked about what actions he's taken to address concerns put to him by the Cow Bay Environmental Coalition. Comer met with the coalition in June, where they requested a meeting with Nova Scotia's Minister of Health to discuss the impacts the noise is having on their livelihood. They said at the time the meeting with Comer had gone well, and they were hopeful it would lead to meaningful action to address the noise. However, the coalition says they did not receive word from Comer on where the matter would be going next, and now feel their message is not getting across. When asked for his response, Comer had this to say.
Yeah, I would say that's an important issue, certainly to some community members in the South Head, Port Morion area. Had multiple meetings with them over the last several years, as recent as last month. We had a meeting, which I thought was a very productive conversation. Basically, at the conclusion of that meeting, there was an offer to conduct noise testing on constituents' properties to determine the level of noise with the newly updated provincial regulations. That request was turned down, essentially. At this point, I'm hopeful that they will engage in the noise testing to see where things stand, so that way we could have some information to take forward to the department.
Comer refused to comment on the status of the mine, which is currently up for sale and has not been in operation since 2023. However, Cow Bay Environmental Coalition Chair Kat Ferguson says there's issues with Comer's solution.
I'm quite disappointed in his response. For years, we've been asking for an honest and accurate assessment of the noise. And instead, the government continues to allow the company to control the noise testing process. And there's no noise during the testing period. This is what we talked to Minister Comer about. He's aware of our concerns. And we asked him to examine this issue through a public health lens rather than relying on the Department of Environment, where the company is allowed to regulate themselves. And so I'm disappointed with his response. I'm also disappointed because we've been requesting a follow-up meeting from his office for the past 10 days, and they have not returned our calls. And so once again, this government, our MLA, is not taking our health seriously. This is a community health issue. I think we deserve to have our concerns heard and the issue mitigated.
She says people in other parts of the province should be concerned with what's happening in Donkin.
Looking more broadly across the province, I think what's happening to the health of this community here near the Donkin mine is a wake-up call for any other communities that are being affected by industry. This government does not care about our health. They will protect the industry at the expense of our health.
Ferguson says the coalition is actively planning their next steps to deal with the mine noise issue. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.